The disciples knew that the Lord would come into the world again. The Lord repeatedly told them when he was on the earth that he would come again. And in the writings of the early Christians, we found that they referenced that the Lord would again come on earth. So understandably, the disciples wanted to know when and how the Lord would come again. So in the Gospel of Matthew, they asked the Lord directly, "What shall be the sign of thine advent?" And that is where we pick up our reading this morning, the context, this evening, the context for a portion of Matthew chapter 24. So it says, "And sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples of Jesus came to him by themselves, saying, Tell us, what shall be the sign of thine advent and of the consummation of the age? And Jesus, answering, said to them, Look, so that no one lead you astray. For just as the lightning comes from the east and appears to the west, so also shall the advent of the Son of Man be. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth wail, and shall see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and much glory. And he shall send his angels with a great voice of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his chosen from the four winds, from the end of the heavens until the end of them. Watch, therefore, because you know not at what hour your Lord comes. On this account, be you also prepared, because in the hour you think not, the Son of Man comes." Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming in the work True Christian Religion, a portion of passages 776 and 779. It is written in many places that the Lord will come in the clouds of heaven. And as no one has before known what is meant by the clouds of heaven, it has been believed that the Lord would appear in them in person. Before now, it has not been known that the clouds of heaven mean the word in the sense of the letter, and that the glory and power in which he is then to come mean the spiritual sense of the word, because no one as yet has had the least conjecture that there is a spiritual sense in the word such as this sense is in itself. But as the Lord has now opened to me the spiritual sense of the word and has granted me to be associated with angels and spirits in their world as one of them, it has been disclosed that a cloud of heaven means the word in the natural sense and the glory, the word in the spiritual sense and power, the Lord's power through the word. The second coming of the Lord is effected by means of a man to whom the Lord has manifested himself in person, and whom he has filled with his Spirit, that he may teach the doctrines of the new church from the Lord by means of the word. That the Lord manifested himself before me, his servant, and sent me to this office, that he afterward opened the eyes of my spirit and thus introduced me into the spiritual world and granted me to see the heavens and the hells, and to talk with angels and spirits, and this now continuously for several years, I affirm in truth. As also that from the first day of that call I have not received anything whatever pertaining to the doctrines of that church from any angel, but from the Lord alone, while I have read the word. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.